Oh, hi.
Hello and welcome to Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. I'm your aptly named host, and this is our 200th show. Woo-hoo! Oh, I'm glad you're with me. I'd be forced to suffer the effects of intrahepatic ductopenia if I learned that you had missed today's 200th show. We're going to have more live music with Scott Stein. You just heard the intro. We're just getting started with live music. He's the composer of our theme song. Creative producer Claire Meyerhoff is here with me for the hour in the studio. Hello, Claire.
Hey, Tony.
All the regulars are going to be with us. Maria Semple, Gene Takagi, and Amy Sample Ward. We're going to do some time travel. We got prizes for your donor stories. Lots of great stories. Lots of cool prizes. On Tony's Take Two, you'll see. Many thanks to Lynette Singleton. She's down in Atlanta, Georgia. She is live tweeting today's show on Twitter as me. Check the hashtag nonprofit radio. You can join the conversation. I'm at Tony Martinetti on Twitter. Hello, Lynette. Thank you very much for live tweeting today. Thank you so much. We are sponsored by Generosity Series. They host multi-charity 5K runs and walks. GenerositySeries.com. Claire Meyerhoff, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Tony. Thank you for having me.
Welcome back is what I should
yes,
say.
Yes, thanks.
Claire, of course, very well known. She's our creative producer. You hear about that every single show. From the beginning, she's been with me. She's the principal of the Planned Giving Agency, helping nonprofits with their planned giving, marketing, and communication strategies. Claire, you have a background in professional radio. You've been on the air with Sirius XM and WTOP in Washington, D.C., and I'm really glad you're with me. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. This is radio heaven right here for a nonprofit radio gal like me.
Scott Stein is here. He's a pianist, songwriter, vocalist, composer, arranger, conductor, and instructor. He's got awards. He performs live. The dude knows music. He hails from Akron, Ohio, and is based in New York City. He's the composer of our theme song, Cheap Red Wine. He's at scottsteinmusic.com. Scotty, very welcome. Very, very glad that you're with us. Thank you.
Hi, well, thanks for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
My pleasure. Thank you. So, Claire, we've got quite a bit planned today, and you made a kind of a special trip, actually.
I did. I came from Raleigh, North Carolina, by way of D.C., and now I'm here in beautiful New York City on a gorgeous day.
It is, and
gorgeous.
Thank you very much, and thanks for making that trip
from
Raleigh. I have a home in Pinehurst, North Carolina. I'm there very often. I love North Carolina.
North Carolina is a great state. We all love it here in the Tar Heel State.
Scotty, you're from Akron, Ohio. Is that right?
I am.
Right? Is that, yes. LeBron James, isn't that LeBron James territory?
Yes, it is. Yeah, he's from Akron. We're real happy right now.
Yes, I'll put it that way. Kidding.
I just dug out my LeBron number 23 jersey for the first time since about 4 years ago. So, we're excited.
Okay. Claire, I'm actually kind of with you. Who's that? But I know that is, he's a big basketball star.
He's got the same number as Michael Jordan. I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, he switched it to six when he went to Miami, but we'll see if he switches it back now that he's back in Cleveland.
Let's give away our first prize. All right? We got tons of prizes today. I asked listeners to submit donor stories or how come you love nonprofit radio. And most of them were donor stories, and that's very, very fine. But this first one was the very first entrant. Marianne Howard commented on YouTube. The YouTube channel is Real Tony Martinetti. I have to read what she said. It's not too long, but it's very genuine. I heart nonprofit radio because you always seem to have relevant guests who are able to provide tips that I can use. Working for a very small nonprofit, there's four of us on staff. It's great to be able to have access to their and your thoughts and ideas. Marianne, thank you very, very much. I think that is worth a bag of Cura coffee. And here's Claire Meyerhoff to tell us about Cura coffee.
Marianne, you have won a bag of Cura coffee. Cura coffee directly connects coffee lovers with farmers and families who harvest the finest organic coffee beans. With every cup of Cura, you join our effort to expand sustainable dental care to remote communities around the world. Their direct trade coffee company with direct impact delivered directly to you, creating organic smiles. Beyond the Cup, curacoffee.com, or on Twitter at Cura Coffee.
We love Cura Coffee. Thank you very much, Cura, for being one of our prize sponsors. Claire, your work is the Planned Giving Agency. What's going on there?
Well, I've been helping a lot of different clients with their planned giving because, as you know, people, nonprofits, are leaving money on the table if they are not actively seeking those future dollars by way of bequests and beneficiary designations. So I help a lot of clients with their marketing. I also am partnered with a company out of Philadelphia called Plan Giving Marketing, PGM, and they're a great group. They're in Plymouth Meeting, and we have a lot of clients ranging from large hospitals and universities, colleges, all kinds of charities. I'm working with the National Hemophilia Foundation and Smith College, all kinds of
very cool
groups. Yeah,
I know a little bit about Plan Giving.
Yes, well, you're my mentor. You're my Plan Giving mentor.
We've known each other for a long time.
Yes, because yeah. I didn't know much about Plan Giving. I call up Tony and go, why would someone do a charitable remainder?
Yeah, let's not go into the details. Yeah, okay. No, it's all right.
It's fascinating.
let's do a little bit of live listener love, because we have live listeners, New Bern, North Carolina, New York is multiple, love that, and Bridgewater, New Jersey. Live listener love to you. Let's go abroad for live listener love. Ukraine. Very much in our thoughts today, Ukraine. What a I don't do politics, but you're in our thoughts. We hope that you are safe as you're listening to Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio and beyond. We don't want you to just be safe during the hour of this show. Seoul, South Korea. Seoul is always checking in. Very grateful for listeners in Seoul. Multiple. Annyeonghaseyo to Korea. In Japan, Osaka, Kyoto, Kobe, Asahi, Shizuoka. I hope I'm saying that right. Live listener love to everyone in Japan. Konnichiwa. It's interesting, Claire. Actually, we get a lot of listeners from Asia. It's really very interesting.
Yeah,
unusual.
It is. It is interesting, I think.
I don't know.
Because you wonder, are they Americans living in Asia, or are they...
Don't know, exactly. I
who
don't
are they
know.
Working for?
Are they practicing their English by listening to us?
I don't know. Do they need help with Plan Giving Marketing? I don't know. I'll go to Asia. Free trip? Sure.
I want to give away another prize.
Okay.
I want to do another prize. This one is for Dennis Fishman. He shared his story on Twitter. A donor gave him a capital campaign gift, and then nothing for a while. Didn't hear from them. Then gave them a used copier. Dennis went and picked it up himself. And then this woman left the organization $75,000 in her will. Thinking of planned gifts.
That's
segue.
That's a great story.
This show is produced.
And, you know, I always say that the best stories in nonprofits are planned giving stories, because they're these surprise bequests, and those make a good story. It's not a story if a rich guy writes a check for $200,000, but it is a story if a little old lady leaves a charity $100,000 and she went there once.
Dennis Fishman is going to get a copy of Joe Garrick's book, How to Raise More Money for Any Nonprofit. Thank you very much, Joe Garrick, for being one of our many prize sponsors. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
And congratulations, Dennis.
And thank you. Yeah, that's right. Congratulations, Dennis.
Dennis Fleischman. Fishman.
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 Not
on
wearing
Twitter.
My glasses.
I got another prize. We got tons of prizes. We're giving them out. At TonyMartinetti.com, Stacy shares the story of a woman who wanted to give back and donated a kidney to a stranger.
That's amazing.
Isn't that... a kidney, I think, deserves coffee. And let's give away another bag of Cura Coffee. I don't think we just say thank you very much to Cura Coffee
thank
for being
you, Cura Coffee, CuraCoffee.com.
CuraCoffee.com.
Or at Cura Coffee on Twitter.
Excellent. And thank you very much for sharing a very touching story. See, so, you know, small and mid-sized nonprofits can get gifts of any type. A used copier and then
$75,000. Yeah, led to a $75,000 request. And maybe if they had stewarded that person more, maybe they would have gotten a bigger bequest.
Well, we don't know. Oh, well, Claire, you're being a little harsh. I don't know about that.
I don't know.
Give him a break.
I don't know.
No, that's...
No, congratulations on your wonderful bequest.
Yes, thank you. And also for the kidney story. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the kidney.
Let's see. Where are we? We got Maria. Maria's with us. Maria Semple. She is the prospect finder, our prospect research contributor. Mm-hmm. She's our doyen of dirt, cheap, and free. She's the prospectfinder.com. And she's at Maria Semple on Twitter. Hey, Maria.
Hey there. How's everybody doing today?
I think we're doing terrifically well. How's everybody? Go ahead. You can each answer for yourselves.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
Scott, how you doing?
Tony, I expect to be invited in for the 300th show party.
Oh, we're going to have that catered.
Well, that'll be in a year. Exactly. Wait, would that be? No, that'll be 2 more years. That'll be 2 more years. Right. That'll be that'll be our sixth year. Oh, my God. I don't know if I'll live that long. But...
Well, then we better go with the 250th.
If we do it, you're certainly going to be invited.
How about the 203rd show? She can come in for that. We'll do a big one. We'll have a party.
Maria, you're our doyen of Dirt, Cheap, and Free. You have some conference ideas coming up for people.
I do, Tony. I thought, you know, it's a good opportunity sometimes when it's sometimes a little slower for nonprofits in the summer to maybe look around the internet for some conference ideas or online learning opportunity ideas. So I was just looking around for some things related to prospect research and fundraising and general capacity building for nonprofits. And so I came up with a few ideas of things people might want to think about checking out and attending.
Okay, so what do you got for us?
So first up is actually a conference starting on Monday, and I'll be there. So there you go. I think everybody should try and hop on board this one. It's the American Marketing Association's nonprofit conference. And I attended last year for the first time, and it was really fantastic. It's being held in Arlington, Virginia.
Okay, but that's only for our, that's really going to only be for our live listeners. So just,
that's for your live listeners.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, let's just give the URL for that one, and let's move to one that will
that's,
be better
AMA,
for
AMA.org.
AMA.org, the American Marketing Association.
AMA.org, that's right.
Okay,
yep.
And you're
they
speaking
have
there.
A variety of conferences, but this one is really specifically focused on the nonprofit sector.
Okay. What else you got?
And APRA, the Association of Professional Researchers for Advancement, they've got their upcoming international conference this summer. It's starting on July 30th through August 2nd in Las Vegas. So this is really the one time of year preeminent event. If you're planning to attend anything related to prospect research, this is going to be the biggest gathering of prospect research geeks, if you will. And so there's always plenty of great speakers, and it's in Las Vegas. That website is aprahome.org, APRAHome.org.
Okay, excellent. I've spoken at a couple of regional APRA conferences, but never the never the national or the global, whichever that one is.
Yeah,
and I wasn't, yeah,
yeah
and
they,
the one
they
I
do.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that they do have folks that do come in from a couple of other countries, especially from Canada. They have a pretty good representation from there as well.
Okay. Mine was not quite as exotic as Las Vegas. I think it was actually somewhere in New Jersey. What else you got for us?
Also coming up in the fall is the Alliance for Nonprofit Management. Their conference has a theme this year, Capacity Building for Collective Action. And they're holding it on September 17th through the 19th Austin, Texas.
Okay, what's the Alliance all about?
So the Alliance really it deals with a lot of issues around leadership and governance and a lot of things generally related to capacity building. So they do touch upon anything having to do with really expanding an organization in terms of, you know, thinking about growth and staffing and broadening your board and fundraising. So that might be one to consider attending in the fall.
And tell us where
if that's something you want to check out. And their website is alliance.org.
Okay. Let me bring in Claire, because Claire, there was a conference you wanted to you wanted to share info about.
I will be going to Anaheim, California in October. I think it's October 14th, 15th, and 16th, something like that. And that is the Partnership for Philanthropic Planning. So that's the big planned giving conference they have every year. So that's in October in Anaheim, California.
Partnership for Philanthropic Planning.
Okay. Yes, it used to be called something else, and it's for everyone in the planned giving industry. And then I'm going to be speaking at a conference in August 14th in Durham, North Carolina. It's the North Carolina Philanthropy Conference, so that's the Association of Fundraising Professionals. And I will be doing my Coffee Time Planned Giving presentation, which is all about if you only had time for a cup of coffee once a week for an hour, what would you do planned giving-wise? That's what I tell you.
Okay, cool.
But that sounds great. Is that the Triad chapter?
No, this is for the whole state, and it's the statewide AFP conference in Durham in August. So it's the whole state.
Okay, Maria, I want to thank you very much for calling and
no problem,
and for being part of the 200th show, and just also, you know, generally very, very grateful for all your contributions to the show for I don't know how many years, but you've been probably a couple of years or so. It's been a long time. We've been working together.
I think
together.
It has been.
Yeah, and I'm really grateful for all of
it. Congratulations, Tony, and everybody there.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Maria.
Bye now.
I got another prize. We're going to give away a prize to Jeff Jowdy because he's such a big supporter of the show. He's just always retweeting and favoriting my tweets about the show, and I'm just very, very grateful. He's a big, big fan, and I want to give Jeff Jowdy a subscription to the Nonprofit Times. Claire, tell us about the Nonprofit Times.
Well, the Nonprofit Times is awesome. It's the leading business publication for nonprofit management, the nonprofittimes.com. Visit them on the web.
I wish you could see her as she's doing it. It's wonderful. I wish we were doing a next time, the 300th show, I think we should do a Google Plus Hangout on air.
Okay.
Because I want people to see the video of this. It's we don't have a video, but I wish we did. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you, Tony.
I'm gonna work in Tony's Take Two right now. And it really is just my gratitude to thanking you for all your support, listening. You know, we wouldn't have had 200 shows. We wouldn't be at this huge milestone if it wasn't for all the listeners and supporters. So I just really want to say thank you very much. For those of you who get my weekly email, the email alerts telling you who the guests are each week, I want to thank you very much for welcoming me, letting me into your inbox week after week. Thank you very much for that. Thank you, everyone who's a listener, supporter, fan of the show, for getting us to 200 shows. It's really amazing. And I have to give a shout to Generosity Series. They host multi-charity peer-to-peer runs and walks. I emceed their New York City event. You've heard me talk about them. There were that New York City event, there were like 10 or 12 charities. They raised over $130,000 collectively. That's what Generosity Series does. It puts together a bunch of small and mid-sized nonprofits that can't generate enough activity for their own run walk, but together, collectively, I love that, they can, and they can be very successful at it. They've got events coming up in New Jersey, Miami, Atlanta, another one in New York City, Philadelphia, and Toronto. If you think a run walk might make sense for you, talk to Dave Lynn. He's the COO. You can get him at 718-506-9777. Or they're on the web, of course, generosityseries.com. Very grateful for their sponsorship. We have...
what's happening?
I don't know. Claire.
What is it?
Claire, what's it? What is that?
I don't know. What's going on? I feel funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've entered a time tunnel. We're on a journey back in time, a time before Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio existed. We've traveled to Cary, North Carolina, where two fundraising colleagues, Tony Martinetti and Claire Meyerhoff, are having dinner.
Claire, the food is really good here.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
Cool. I invited you out because actually I have this idea. I want to do a radio show. I want to interview smart people in the nonprofit world and help small and mid-sized nonprofits. I want to do it every week. I know you've worked in radio. I think you can help me. Doesn't that sound like a cool idea?
Are you nuts? Are you crazy? Do you have any idea how much work it is to produce and host a radio show every single week?
Why are you being such a bummer? Such a downer.
I'm just being honest.
Claire, I want to do this. It means a lot to me. And I know that you can help me.
Crazy.
And I will hire you. I will pay you.
Okay. Okay, you can pay me. I'll help you get started. I want $100. You buy dinner tonight. And I get a credit at the end of every single show. Who knows? It could be really big one day.
200 shows later, here we are. The Nonprofit Radio Players. How about that? Nonprofit Radio Players. Yes, it's been 200 shows. It's unbelievable. And Claire has been with me since the beginning. And I'm very grateful. So if I don't get a chance to say it later, Claire, thank you so much for all your help with Nonprofit Radio.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. I've really enjoyed watching the show grow. I was really like just surprised and so excited that you could make the show become such a wonderful, wonderful show. You've helped so many nonprofits and you've done a great job. You've really made the investment. I've had people come to me and go, oh, could you help me do what you did for Tony? I'm like, well,
really? People have got, really?
Oh, yeah. And I say, well, really? Well, do you want to make like this huge investment of your time and your talent and your money and all this? If you want to do all that, then you could pay me $10,000 and I'll help you.
Oh, man, I got a deal.
Well, it doesn't
You're the best. No, but no, it does.
I'm trying to like dissuade them.
It's a labor of love. Absolute labor of love. And so thank you very much again.
Thank you.
Let's give away a prize. We got more prizes. It's unbelievable. My voice just cracked, like 14. Clay Myers Bowman shared his story of an ask in the governor of Kansas's mansion. The honorary campaign chair for the Berger Sansen Art Gallery in Central Kansas. Mark Parkinson had moved into the governor's residence just the day before the meeting. He had just gotten sworn in. He hosted this breakfast meeting, and they got double the gift that they asked for. They asked for $50,000. They got $100,000.
Awesome.
The whole story is at TonyMartinetti.com. And for that terrific story, Clay, I'm going to send you a copy of Gail Perry's book,
Fired Up Fundraising, Turn Bored Passion into Action. Gail Perry is one of my mentors. I've learned so much about fundraising from Gail. For instance, Gail's classic thing is, Claire, if you want money, ask for advice. If you want advice, ask for money. That's what she said. So there's a lot of great lessons in her book.
And Gail Perry has been a guest on this show. And also my other podcast, the one I do for the Chronicle of Philanthropy, Fundraising Fundamentals. She was a guest there, too. All right. So, Clay, you were going to get a copy of that book, Fired Up Fundraising. I love her energy, too. She's got Gail Perry. Very good energy.
She's an unbelievable speaker. She flies all over the world and speaks to organizations. She went to New Zealand a few weeks ago, and she's just she's a maven and a guru and okay. Fabulous. She should have her own TV show like Oprah.
Also from North Carolina, right?
Also, she lives okay. Right down the block from me.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I walked to her house.
I want to let's talk to Scott a little bit. I want to now's the time. I want to hear a little about this. The Cheap Red Wine is our theme song. A mutual friend of Scott's and mine put us together. Cheap Red Wine, Scott. Yeah. What's it about?
Well, it's about 5 years old. Oh, so that's not what you were asking.
No, that's all right.
Sorry. Bad joke. Cheap Red Wine was a song I wrote. I had moved to New York. I moved here about 7 years ago, and I've lived here on the Upper West Side where we are, where we're recording.
Yes.
And I moved to this neighborhood, and as part of the young Jewish singles crowd, of which I'm no longer.
Okay. You converted to Catholicism?
Oh. No, I converted out of the singledom, and I got married about a year ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
What a lucky lady.
I'm a lucky guy. I moved here to the neighborhood, and I found myself going to a number of like dinner parties, Friday night Shabbat dinners, and inevitably it felt like everybody I was meeting was either in law or finance. Now those are two fine fields. My sister is a lawyer, but I remember actually, several times I had to explain what it was that I do because I'm a full time musician. I work freelance, and I explaining that. It was kind of something I kind of had to do a lot. And I remember one time I sat down at a meal and somebody sat next to me and she said, "So, do you work in law or finance?" And I said, "Neither." She thought I was a doctor. I should have kept going. I should have kept her going like that. So it was just kind of a response to that. I think the song on its surface just seems to be about a relationship that's not working. But I think that in pop music, and especially in rock music, which I think there are a lot of what's the word I'm looking for? There are certain like modes. Right, there's certain models for the way you write a song, and writing a song about a broken heart or a relationship that's not working is almost like a cliche, but it's a matter of what you do with it. And this is the idea of being
okay. let's hear it. We're gonna hear the full Cheap Red Wine, and then we've got somebody on the line. I hope that the caller can hold while we listen to the theme of Nonprofit Radio, Cheap Red Wine, Scott Stein.
Well, baby, just keep on talking. Sooner or later, I'll figure out just what you mean. You're seeking romantic advice from a billboard. I'm looking for answers up on a TV screen. And we can't agree on nothing. We can't tell our ups from our downs. We're disappointed in each other. Now tell me, baby, ain't this love that we found? You know you used to find me charming, but I can't figure out how. And you said you thought I was handsome, but it doesn't matter now. So keep falling for my punchlines as long as your time will allow. Cause all I've got are empty promises, a bottle of cheap red wine, and thou. know some girls that just live with diamonds, and they won't tie to the cut of clothing that I wear. Well, I'm too poor to afford the good stuff, and you're too easily distracted to care. Well, I ain't got too many options, and so I'm gonna do the best that I can. But baby, you'll have some competition one day when I'm a wealthier man. You know you used to find me charming, but I can't figure out how. And you said you thought I was handsome, but it doesn't matter now. So keep falling for my punchlines as long as your time will allow. So I've got her empty promises, a bottle of cheap red wine, and thou. Whoa, yeah, well, baby, let's raise the glasses. Take a drink to better days. The other people can kiss our asses if they don't like the things we say. And I ain't gonna curse the heavens, though I won't flash no victory signs, 'cause we're perfect for each other as long as we have nobody else in mind. Nobody's waiting in line. Oh, with just a cheap red wine. Find me charming, but I can't figure out how. And you said you thought I was handsome, never mind, it don't matter now. So keep falling for my punchlines as long as your time will allow. So I've got her empty promises, a bottle of cheap red wine, and thou. Cheap red wine, and thou.
I love that fucking song. I just love that song.
Did you just curse?
Yes, I did. I just love that song. It's so perfect. Oh, man. Scott, thank you very much. Very much.
Thank you for having me.
People can find your music at, I know you're not leaving right this second, but I just want to, since this is the right time, scottsteinmusic.com.
Yeah.
Right? This song is Cheap Red Wine. The album is Jukebox.
Mm-hmm.
Where can people find, where can people buy Cheap Red Wine and Jukebox?
They can get it on iTunes. They can get it on CD Baby. All of those are also linked to my main website. So if you just want to go there, everything is there. I have some new music that I just put out in the last couple of months, and those are digital-only releases. You can stream them for free. You can download them, name your own price, and there's going to be some new stuff coming out. There's another song coming out in a couple weeks, so
it's all at scottsteinmusic.com.
Yes, sir.
And before you go, we'll talk about your club date you got coming up.
Okay.
Let's go to – we got a caller online, John Federico. How are you?
Tony, I know all about Cheap Red Wine, though I haven't dated in over 20 years.
John Federico is the remote producer of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. John, thanks very much for calling in, man.
Tony, I couldn't let this go by. What can I say? The teacher is, I should say the student is now the master. Over 200 shows. Congratulations are definitely in order.
Thank you very, very much. You got me started. Thank you all.
A standing O for Tony. Everybody stand up, stand up.
I'm standing. Radio. You just can't see it. Yeah.
Everybody's standing. We just can't see it.
We're standing.
Gix, John, because you got me started in podcasting. That's why you say the. You know. That's why you say what you're saying. Years ago, I knew I wanted to put this thing on iTunes, and you helped me do that. And then you acquainted me with all the gear I needed to do remotes. And then you became the remote producer. You came and shot video when I would do remotes at conferences. And here we are. It's really. You know. I owe a lot to you. Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Oh, so happy to do it. And as I said, so happy to see how far, how much further you've taken the show since then. It's wonderful.
You can find John Federico. He's at Gadget Boy. Claire likes to call him Gadget Boy. The three of us were at a conference together.
We're in San Antonio at the Partnership for Philanthropic Planning Conference in San Antonio in 20-something.
I remember that
11,
one.
12.
Like 2011 or 12.
2011.
11?
Yeah. Because it was my 51st birthday, and we went out for, you took me out for
That's
dinner.
Right. I took you out, and John was with us. All right. John, I know you don't have a lot of time, but I want to thank you very, very much for calling, man. Thank you, and thanks for everything. You got me this far. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Can't wait to see what you do with the next 200.
Oh, cool. Thank you, John. Again,
all right.
John Federico on Twitter. He's at Gadget Boy. We have Gene Takagi on the line, don't we? Gene Takagi, how are you, man?
I'm doing excellent, Tony. Congratulations. And I loved Scott's song. I'm looking for that on iTunes right away.
Excellent. Yes, he is. It's perfect. He's just, yeah, it's great. And to hear it live, fabulous. Gene is our legal contributor with me once a month. He edits the very popular nonprofit lawblog.com. And he's principal of NEO, the Nonprofit and Exempt Organizations Law Group. And on Twitter, he's at GTAK, G-T-A-K. And I know, Gene, we don't have a lot of time, but we want to talk a little bit about collaborations.
Yeah, I thought, in the spirit of the 200th show and your collaborations with many of us and giving us the opportunity to work with you and giving us a platform to spread our message to nonprofit sectors, I thought maybe we'd just sort of preview what we might talk about next time. And that's just really about nonprofits getting together and collaborating. And I think most people think of that as a good thing, don't you, Tony?
I do. And I think institutional funders think of it as a good thing. I think they like to see collaborations between nonprofits. But I think the first step would be, like, how would we determine who might be the right organization to collaborate with?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point. And so now I'm going to put on my lawyer hat and say, well, it's a good thing, but, yeah, you absolutely have to be very careful about who you're collaborating with and how well do you know them and do you know if you're going to work well together. Then you have all kind of those legal things involved, like, well, you're going to do that and I'm going to do this, but what if something else happens? Or what if you don't do what you promised to do? Do we want to make this an enforceable contract, or are we just sort of going to play it really loose and see what happens?
Yeah, because everybody's got mutual expectations. I mean, we're doing this collaboration for a reason. And so if one side doesn't carry through, the other side may or may not want to have something enforceable, legally binding and enforceable against them. But if they have that, then they know that the other party they're collaborating with has the same thing potentially against them.
Yeah, I mean, so there's risk running both ways. And I think we come from the nonprofit culture is one of mutual trust and things like that. But, again, putting on the lawyer hat, it's trust but verify and protect. And boards of directors have the duty to make sure that their organizations are protected. So oftentimes, instead of, like, this really generic, non-binding MOU or memorandum of understanding, I'd like to see a simple contract put into place where you make certain promises to each other and you let the other party know you're not going to let them down. And if you do, you're going to be held responsible and you take that responsibility.
And does the agreement say what the penalty is for not carrying your side of the responsibilities?
It usually doesn't say specific penalties, although there could be specific penalties if you feel like, well, you're really going to lose out if something awful happens. But usually it's just damages for however you're hurt because the other party just didn't live up to their obligations. Maybe you put a down payment on something and the other party didn't put up their share and you lost yours. And then, of course, you would expect to be reimbursed for the harm that was done to you. But sometimes it's more specific than that.
Okay. And we're going to cover that in a lot more detail, as we always do, Gene, when you're on again. I don't know. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. See, if I was prepared, I'd know the exact day. But I'm sorry, I don't. But do you by any chance?
You don't have it either.
Okay. That's all right.
Me right now.
That's all right. Very cruel of me to put you on the spot like that. But, of course, Gene will be back. He's always back month after month. So does it really matter which day? Because you're listening anyway.
August 8th.
August 8th. Okay. Thank you very much for that, Gene. We'll talk more about partnerships and the obligations mutually, how to enforce those obligations, maybe some about your board's responsibilities, and what form this thing takes. Is it a partnership? Is some other legal entity? And what does all that mean? So you and I will talk about all that on August 8th.
Sounds great. And congratulations again, Tony, on Show 200. Really honored to be a part of the program.
Thank you, Gene. That's very sweet. And I am very grateful for all your contributions. It's been a couple of years, and I'm grateful for the time that you put in, and I know our 9,500 listeners are grateful as well. So thank you very much.
Take care, Tony.
Bye, Gene. Let's give away a prize. Let's do a prize. Teens Act on Twitter. Now, the name of the organization was Teens Act, and they hit me on Twitter. They are in Utah, empowering at-risk students to go to college. They had a guest speaker present at a college prep class of theirs, and after seeing the impact that the organization has on the students, the person donated $500.
The speaker?
Yeah.
Wow. So instead of getting paid, they paid.
Right. So he or she, they didn't say whether it was, so he or she not only donated time, but then gave $500 to Teens Act. On Twitter, they are at Teens Act. And since they have such enormous impact, I'm going to help them out with that by sending them a copy of The Nonprofit Outcomes Toolbox. That is a book by Dr. Robert Penna, who was a guest on the show. And it's all about quantifying and demonstrating your impact and your outcomes. So I will be sending that to Teens Act. Teens Act, very cool.
Congratulations.
In Utah. Scotty, we have a little more time before you have to go. You have a gig coming up for those who are in the New York area.
I do. and that's going to be on Wednesday, July 30th, 2014. And for those listening live, that's a week from this Wednesday. It's actually with a special group called the Well-Groomed Orchestra, which is...
I love the Well-Groomed Orchestra.
Are they well-groomed?
Generally. I mean, well. And as much as I can control such things. You know.
Okay, cool.
It's horns and winds and strings, and it's my original music, but I have a background in classical composition. That's what I got my degree in, and so I wrote a number of like small orchestrations for my songs, and to do it live, it's 9 instruments and 4 backing singers. That's going to be at the Duplex. It's 61 Christopher Street, and it's in their ups. They have a piano bar downstairs, and then a theater upstairs, and we're in the upstairs theater. It's a 9:30 show, and we have a special musical guest as well. My good friend Amy Regan, who's an amazing songwriter. I wrote some orchestrations for a handful of her songs. We'd been looking to collaborate, and I said, "Hey, why don't you sit in with the Well-Groomed Orchestra, and I'll write you some charts." And she said, "That sounds good." So first time we've ever done this with somebody else's music as part of the show. So we're really super excited about this collaboration.
I love that technical talk. Write you some charts.
Yeah. Right. Some arrangements and some orchestrations. Okay. So.
Can you write us some charts, me and Tony? Like
some pie charts.
Some charts about 990.
Some graphs. Yeah. You know, that's what we're math rock, actually. that's our genre.
No,
not at all.
The Well-Groomed Orchestra, you said nine musicians?
9 musicians in total. We have different combinations of instruments throughout the evening, so it might be 4 guys, it might be 9. It just depends on the piece. But I have 9 different players, myself included, and then 4 backing singers, and our special guest, Amy Regan.
Okay, very cool. Good luck. Good luck on the gig.
Thank you very much. Thanks again for having me.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. I saw you live at the Thalia. Right, the Thalia Cafe?
Or Thalia,
is it Thalia? Maybe it's Thalia.
It's over at Symphony Space. It's the wine bar over there.
Yeah, Symphony Space. Thalia? Yeah. Maybe it's Thalia. I'm a what's that person who doesn't appreciate the arts?
A Luddite.
Not a neophyte. No. Not a Luddite, but a Philistine. I'm Philistine, because I don't know whether it's Thalia or Thalia.
That's okay. Well, I'm joining you, and I'm a musician, so you're in good company.
And you're an awesome musician. I love that song. You made me want to write a sitcom, so I could have you do my theme.
Hey, if you do it, I'll write you a whole album.
That was better than the Friends theme, or
I think it was
great.
Much better. Yes. Let's do a little more live listener love. We got Carmel, New York. We got 2 more in the USA, but I guess they're masked, Sam. Can't tell. 2 people are hiding out, fearful of the NSA, which, frankly, is not such an unreasonable fear to have. But so, live listener love to Carmel, and also to the other folks in the USA that we can't identify. San Francisco, California, we got you. Live listener love to you as well. And Santa Pola, Spain. I do hope I said that right. Santa Pola, Spain.
Gracias.
Hola, Santa Pola. Live listener love to everyone there. Amy Sample Ward is on the phone. What do you know about that? Hello, Amy.
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I called in early so that I could listen to everything. So I got to hear the music, got to hear conversation with George. I feel like I was secretly in the corner of the room or something.
Okay, no, cool. I'm glad you called in early, so we'll bring you on a little early. Amy, of course, CEO of N10, the nonprofit technology network at n10.org. She's at Amy R.S. Ward on Twitter, and she's our regular contributor in social media, also with me every single month. Hello again, Amy. What's happening?
Hi. Me,
yeah, what's happening at the N10, the nonprofit technology network?
What is happening? Well, in a very specific way, it seems that we have a lot of staff out at conferences today. The office is very quiet. Ah. We've got three Portland staff at Community Organizer Summit here in Portland, and have a couple staff traveling for conferences back on the East Coast. So it feels like, you know, everyone's out at summertime, but they're not on vacation. They're just at conferences. But larger than just today, we're excited that we have our new, brand new conference is happening for the first time this year. It'll be in San Francisco in September, the Leading Change Summit.
Yeah.
So we're, other than today, being out of the office, hard at work getting that off the ground.
Say a little more about the Leading Change Summit. Is it too late? Well, is it too late for people to register if they're interested?
It is not. We actually got a good number of community members giving us feedback that our early bird registration deadline had been the 15th of July, and they didn't have enough time to process, because it was a new fiscal year, to get their, you know, whatever their organization's process is, to get permission to register. So we extended the early bird registration until July 31st. So folks have more time to register at that lowest rate before rates increase. And the conference is a bit of a experiment, really. We felt like, you know, we have an annual conference we've done for 15 years, the Nonprofit Technology Conference, and it's, you know, quite large, has sessions on every different topic, and people from all different kinds of organizations are coming together. So we wanted to do something that was totally different, so that we weren't, you know, competing with ourselves in our other conference, but also figuring out what it was that folks wanted that maybe wasn't offered in that kind of format. So this conference is intentionally quite small, limited number of folks, and there are no sessions. There's not a, like, you know, passing time in the hallway. Instead, you select the track or the topic, you know, that you want to work on while you're there, and then it's a facilitated experience all the way through. You're working kind of with a smaller cohort of folks, and really you can take whatever idea you have or whatever challenge maybe you're struggling with at your organization, or, you know, maybe you have a new strategic plan and you want to figure out what to really do with it, whatever that is, or you want to create a new campaign, whatever. You could bring that idea or that challenge or obstacle to the conference, and hopefully over those days, the facilitated process will help you get feedback from other people there, will help you rethink maybe what your plans are now, and the conference ends, the last day is an idea accelerator. So people who've really put an idea together that seems like it's coming together can pitch that idea out. Others can come work with them for the day to just continue refining it, you know, poking holes, seeing how much better they can make it. And then they can present that at the end of the day to a small panel of judges for some awards.
Okay.
And it's not meant that you have to come with, you know, and make a mobile app, or you have to have some technology project. I anticipate there will be a few folks that have kind of a technology translatable project they want to pitch, but we're also hoping that people come with, you know, with challenges like, I think that the way we tackle this topic is fundamentally flawed, and we have to change the way we're working, and try and tackle ideas and not just technical projects.
Okay.
So it should be a really interesting, you know, convergence of ideas and the projects people are working on, the campaigns they're leading. And so far, we're, you know, looking at who's registered. There are organizations of all sizes. There are, you know, every kind of job title you can imagine, from the very traditional to the, like, nonprofit sector made-up job title, you know, all the way across the board. So it looks like it'll be, you know, a diverse group of people, and I think that'll mean some really interesting conversations, you know?
I love
people
the
that don't all know each other already.
I like the idea accelerator. It sounds like you have to wear a special suit to enter the idea accelerator.
Well, you do have to strap in.
Yeah,
yes. Everyone will sign a release form.
Okay.
They'll get their seatbelt, and then we'll begin.
Okay, and take their Dramamine, too.
Yeah,
take your Dramamine before the idea accelerator. Okay, cool. That sounds kind of interesting, this leadership, leading change summit, Claire.
Yeah,
you think?
I like anything fast.
So you like the accelerator?
Pretty much. I like things that move quickly and are faster and exciting. That's me.
So you should be at the accelerator. Claire can come. Is there a price just for the accelerator? Can we just show up for that?
You can show up just for the accelerator, but only if you're going to support a team. You can't
You were welcome
show
to
up just for the accelerator and get to have your idea workshop.
Okay. Yep. You were welcome to say no. You could have just given me a flat no. Because it was.
Oh, no. we're open to that. Because we also recognize there may be people who don't, you know, have the time or, you know, approval from their organization to come during the week, and the last day of the conference is a Saturday. So we wanted to open it up so folks that could only come on that day could still, you know, holes in somebody's idea and help them make it better. But we didn't want to have those be the ideas that were central stage because they hadn't participated all week.
Okay, and Amy, you're going to hang out with us for the rest of the hour, right? Until the end of the show? Okay, that's cool. So we got a little spare time.
That's great. Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah.
All this time on the show, I heard you drop the F-bomb a little earlier.
Because I love that song.
Yeah.
That's such a, it's my show. I mean, come on.
But that's sort of like a memorable moment or something like that. People love like goofs and like someone drops something on the floor or there's, you know, a big problem. So what are some memorable moments on the show, like when funny things happen that were kind of bad but not too bad?
Well, actually, I am not the first person to drop the F-bomb on the show. Beth Cantor. Since we're on the subject, Beth Cantor, when I interviewed her at, I'm pretty sure it was fundraising day. Yes, it was fundraising day in New York City, and it was either 2013 or 2012. And I interviewed her on one of the, well, whatever her topic was, it was obviously something related to social change, and it was data measurement. And she said fuck twice. I couldn't believe it. She said it twice.
So she's just like Beth F-bomb Cantor.
She was that day. She was talking about sharks. It had to do with sharks.
Sharks. F-ing sharks.
Yeah, it was a site called F-sharks or something. Yes. It was very funny. Because she's not the kind of person you would typically think would do that. And I have it on video. You can go to the video's on my YouTube channel, Real Tony Martinetti. It's there. And I've used it on the show. So that was kind of a memorable moment.
Yeah. Anything else? Anything weird happening? Scary?
There was a near heart attack.
Who had a heart attack?
No, near. Oh. Sam will remember, I'll bet, because it wasn't too long ago. A very winded guest came in. He's not small. He's not a small man.
Yeah.
But he's very nice. He was a guest here in the studio, and he's running very late. He was coming from New Jersey. And that's far.
He was coming from Fort Lee. There was traffic at the bridge.
There was traffic, and I'm pretty sure he had his cab. He had his car. No, the closest he could park was like a local garage or something because he didn't want to drive around the neighborhood trying to find a parking spot.
Away.
And then you got to put your card in the parking meter. You know, it takes too long. So he pulled into a garage, and he ran from the garage.
Uh-oh.
And the garage, well, it's not across the street.
No, it's about a good four blocks.
He ran. Yeah. And he came very sweaty, red cheeks, heavy breathing.
Did he have any time to relax, or did he have to go right on
time.
The air?
No, I tried to give him some time. I said, take breaths, and there's the water. Aww. You know, we have it's a very sophisticated studio. We have a water cooler, so he had some water,
right?
And he calmed down and did not have a heart attack. But I was going through my mind was like my old Boy Scout CPR training. It's 30 compressions and 2 breaths. I was thinking, have to do this, yeah.
Yeah, anything else? How about favorite guests? Who are some of your favorite guests? How about like Doug White?
Oh, like Doug White. Well, so yeah, Doug White, Professor Doug White's been on the show a couple of times, just wrote a book about the Robinson family lawsuit against Princeton University.
Yes, I know about it.
Which was a very big thing. Robinson family was heirs to the A&P fortune. They gave $65 million. Years ago, back in like I think 1965 or so, roughly, and suffice to say, it didn't go well. And
sued. It was a big court case, and it was finally settled for a bunch of money.
Yeah,
it was all about donor intent. What is the donor's intent, and is the charity carrying that out?
Honoring it.
Honoring it, right.
Yep, for sure.
And they weren't.
Those are, yeah, I mean, lots of very, very good guests. I love when all the regulars come on. Amy and Maria and Jean. I like, it's just very comfortable. So, Amy, let me say, if I don't get, if I forget later, I want you to know that I'm very, very grateful for the time that you put into the show. You know, social media is such a challenge for so many small and mid-sized shops. I know that they appreciate it. I hope you know that they appreciate it. And I definitely appreciate the time that you've been putting into the show. It's been 2 years now, because you were first on my show at the 100th.
Yeah. Thank you. Also, that's very generous and kind, and I appreciate that you are making that explicit, even if I tell myself that everyone loves everything I share on the show. I appreciate you saying that, and I love getting to be on the show. It's always fun. Sometimes it feels like a challenge thinking of all the things that have happened since the last time I was on the show. What do I talk about, you know? But it's really fun, and you make it really easy.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad that you enjoy doing it all.
Of course.
Okay. No, it's a pleasure. And it's been 2 years. You were with me in the studio. That was back when you lived in New York. Now, of course, you're in Portland, Oregon, which I know is Oregon.
Yeah, it was
Oregon.
Really fun. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm on the 100th show. This seems so exciting. And now, fast forward, 200th show.
Here we are.
So it's early in Oregon.
She's in Oregon. She's in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, that's earlier there.
It's earlier there, 3 hours early. Yes, she deals with the time difference. And I screwed it up in an email. I screwed it up last night.
Right.
I added 3 hours instead of deducting 3 hours, I think, or something. I messed it up.
I know, that time difference math is hard. Yeah, I mess it up all the time.
Amy doesn't have a problem with it. So, again, Amy, thank you very, very much. You're cool.
That's great. Course.
And thanks for hanging out with us for the rest of the hour. Let's give away a prize.
Yay.
In fact, let's give away to Mary Cahalane on Twitter. And I hope, Mary, that I'm saying your name right. She loved a donor that she had never met. The woman sent in $3 in cash, time after time after time, even sometimes with a little Bible verse.
Aww.
I know, right?
So sweet.
But small donors. I mean, small donors are
the best.
This was when Mary worked for Riverfront Recapture in Hartford, Connecticut. And I think she's going to be very happy to get a copy of your book, Amy, Social Change Anytime, Everywhere.
Woohoo!
It is a good book, isn't it? I mean,
Amy's going to deliver it herself.
Isn't there some value to Mary for this?
I think so.
Yeah,
I mean, could be biased, but I believe it is the best book on the market.
Social Change Anytime, Everywhere. And you and I spent, I don't know, did we spend 1 hour? I think we spent 2 hours over 2 months talking about the book, because there's a lot to say about social change and the use of the social networks and real engagement. That is time after time after time. That is your go-to message. And I've learned it finally. I've it took a while, but real engagement. I mean, it's not.
Yeah, we talked about it a few times, because the book's written to have separate chapters, whether you're trying to tackle advocacy, fundraising, or community building outside of a campaign.
Well, and we're going to get a copy of that book to Mary Cahalane. We have another
book.
Thank you. And thank you for donating a copy of your book. We got another prize to Rick J. Blount on Twitter. He asked a donor why he made a gift, and the donor said, to show my dad that I can. And his dad was no longer living. I think that's very touching.
That is very touching.
And we're going to give him, we're going to give Rick a copy of, a free fundraising course from Pamela Groh. Pamela Groh Fundraising.
Pamela Groh, a master small shop fundraising consultant. She has the Groh Report e-newsletter. She has online courses and a popular blog. She's at PamelaGroh.com.
PamelaGroh.com. Thank you for being one of our prize sponsors. I'm getting a sign from Sam. I think we've got to start to wrap up. So,
oh, it's sad.
Sad Sam.
So fun.
Oh, he's giving us another minute. Let's see. Amy Drum is here. Amy Drum is my wife. Amy, pull that mic up. Come on. Amy Drum, want to say hello, Amy?
Hello, Amy.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Amy's talent is something that does not translate very well to radio,
Amy,
unfortunately.
Amy Sample Ward is on the line. How do you know I'm not saying hello to her?
Oh, smart. She's smart. Not only a wonderful dancer, but she's smart.
Amy, you want to say hello to Amy?
I'm giving an air high five to the other Amy.
There you go, right back at you.
Thank you, Amy Drum.
You're welcome.
We are going to wrap up, so I want to thank everybody who's been with me: Amy Sample Ward, Maria Semple, Gene Takagi, John Federico, Scott Stein. Scott had to depart, and my wife, Amy Drum. Okay, is that Scott peeping in? Okay. And Claire Meyerhoff,
hey.
Creative producer. Thank you very, very
Thank
much,
you.
Claire.
Thank you. Great show.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
On 200.
You're cool. Thank you.
Thanks.
I don't know what that is, Sam.
It's crazy.
Sam, why is that playing? We don't know what that is? Okay.
What is this? It's a crazy
Our creative
show.
Producer is Claire Meyerhoff. Sam Liebowitz is our line producer, but he may not be next week.
No.
The show's social media is by Marsh. Julia Campbell of J. Campbell Social Marketing. She does an outstanding job. Did a lot of work for this show. The remote producer of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio is John Federico of
Yay,
The New Rules.
John Federico.
You know the music is by Scott Stein. Amy Sample Ward, thank you very, very much.
And the man himself, Tony Martinetti.
I hope you'll be with me next week for Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Go out and be great.
Yay. Woo. Great show.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Liebowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hi, I'm Austin Marola.
And I'm Sloan Wainwright.
We're the hosts of the new Thursday morning show, The Music
Power Hour.
At 11 a.m.
We're going to have fun.
And shine the light on all aspects of music.
And its limitless healing possibilities.
We're going to invite artists to share their songs and play live.
We'll be listening and talking about great music from yesterday to today.
So you're invited to share in our musical conversation.
Your ears will be delighted with the sound of music.
And our voices. Join Austin.
And Sloan.
Live Thursdays at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
TalkingAlternative.com.